sheet night. New sheets fill the night. Heart's delight, shining bright. Raising a wall, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of MadaNation We once again welcome you in our program Nasheed Night Program to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam The program to soothe our hearts and our ears And ignite the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam More within our personality Within ourselves, within our hearts. Be with us from start till end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning, inshallah. You will increase love of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam in your hearts too. But before we proceed towards our program and segments, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. As we are presenting this program, we all make this intention. We will do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch from beginning till end. With all good intentions, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Remember, the more intentions you make, higher the reward you can attain for a particular task because innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat our actions are based upon our intentions respectfully viewers before I introduce my panel I would like to just explain the segments in this program we give you a couplet to complete inshallah azza wa jal we'll give you the first line and you'll have to complete the second there's one segment we select one couplet from qasida burda and we explain that in english language too what does it mean let me introduce my brothers with me today I've got brother amir attari inshallah assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
marhaba welcome amir bhai how are you doing you okay
alhamdulillah rabbil alamin
MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Arsalan bhai, how are you doing? MashaAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
How are you? Welcome. Marhaba. Respected viewers, let's start with hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal in the beginning. And then we will inshallah continue with other nasheeds. We'll also understand what does this hamd actually mean in English. You're going to read inshallah.
Ya Rabbana irham lana Ya Rabbana irham lana Ya Rabbana irham lana Ya Rabbana irham lana مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی مجھے بخش دے بے سبب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی غضب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی یا ربنا ارحم لنا میں کب تک پھروں خار اب یا الہی کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی یا ربنا ارحم لنا یا ربنا ارحم لنا
بڑا حج پہ آنے کو جی چاہتا ہے بڑا حج پہ آنے کو جی چاہتا ہے میرا حج پہ آنے کو جی چاہتا ہے بلاوا اب آئے گا کب یا الہی بلاوا اب آئے گا کب یا الہی کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی یا ربنا ارحم لنا یا ربنا ارحم لنا
میں مکے میں آؤں مدینے میں سبب یا الہی بنا کوئی ایسا سبب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی یا ربنا ارحم لنا یا ربنا ارحم لنا
کرم ایسا کر دے مدینے میں آ کر کرم ایسا کر دے مدینے میں آ کر کرم ایسا کر دے مدینے میں آ کر گزاروں میں پھر روز و شب یا الہی گزاروں میں پھر روز و شب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی یا ربنا ارحم لنا یا ربنا ارحم لنا
زمانے کی فکروں سے آزاد کر دے زمانے کی فکروں سے آزاد کر دے زمانے کی فکروں سے آزاد کر دے بیٹا غم عطا کرتا رب یا الہی بیٹا غم عطا کرتا رب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی یا ربنا ارحم لنا یا ربنا ارحم لنا
جو مانگا وہ دے دے مجھے وہ عطا کر جو مانگا وہ دے مجھ کو وہ بھی عطا کر جو مانگا وہ دے مجھ مجھ کو بھی عطا کر نہیں کر سکا جو طلب یا الہی نہیں کر سکا جو طلب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی یا ربنا ارحم لنا یا ربنا ارحم لنا کبھی تو مجھے خواب میں میرے مولا کبھی تو مجھے خواب میں میرے مولا کبھی تو مجھے خواب میں میرے مولا ہو دیدار ماہ عرب یا الہی ہو دیدار ماہ عرب یا الہی ہو دیدار ماہ عرب یا الہی یا ربنا ارحم لنا یا ربنا ارحم لنا
خدا یا پورے خاتمے سے بچا لے خدا یا پورے خاتمے سے بچا لے خدا یا پورے خاتمے سے بچا لے گناہگار ہے جاں بلب یا الہی گناہگار ہے جاں بلب یا الہی نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی یا ربنا ارحم لنا یا ربنا ارحم لنا گناہوں سے عطار کو دے معافی گناہوں سے عطار کو دے معافی گناہوں سے کرم کرنا کرنا غضب یا الہی کرم کرنا کرنا غضب یا الہی کرم کرنا کرنا غضب یا الہی یا ربنا ارحم لنا یا ربنا ارحم لنا.
SubhanAllah. Respected viewers of Madinichan, you are listening a beautiful kalam written by Amir of Ahlul Sunnah. It is actually a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighasa, a dua made in the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Now in this dua, what Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Da'wat Barakatuhul Aliyah, is asking from his Lord Azza wa Jal, from our Lord Azza wa Jal, Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, Ya Rabbana Irhamlana, the dua of Rahma, seeking the mercy of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he shower rahmah upon us. May this dua is accepted for you, for me, for all of us. Further, mujhe bakhsh de be sabab ya ilahi. Oh Allah, without any reason, just forgive out of your mercy. Ya Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Nakarna kabhi bhi ghazab ya ilahi. May your wrath is not upon us. Ever upon me, may it not happen. May I not get any of your wrath in my life, entire life, ever. نہ کرنا کبھی بھی غضب یا الہی گناہوں نہائے کہیں کا نہ چھوڑا میں کب تک پھروں خار اب یا الہی. And then this is the عجز of امیر of اہل سنہ, humbleness of امیر of اہل سنہ. Although he is wali of Allah, friend of Allah, always day and night, every moment probably is spent in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet these pious people of Allah, pious men of Allah, how God-fearing they are, how much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they possess, yet they consider themselves as sinners. And they always ask forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this we need to ponder, reflect upon our own condition. Where do we stand? What is our condition? We are in fact sinners. And how much tawbah, how much repentance, and how much forgiveness we should ask from the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And further it is mentioned, Bada haj pe aane ko ji chahta hai, bulawa ab aayega kab ya ilahi. Allahu Akbar. Now the people, they are preparing for hajj. The caravans are getting ready for hajj. And this is a very relevant kalam in this very season, the season of Hajj. Allahu Akbar. We are also asking in the court of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah, we also want to come to Hajj. Ya Allah, call us for Hajj. Ya Allah, we also want to visit your house. We want to do the tawaf of Kaaba. We want to recite Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik Inna Alhamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Lak. We want to shed tears. We want to do tawaf of the Kaaba, and we want to mend our relation with you. Ya Allah, call us to that sacred land. Ya Allah, call us to Mina, call us to Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, show us Arafat. Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, call us to perform the manasik of Hajj. And then I come to Makkah, then I go to Medina and go and visit and ask Shafa'a in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May any means are made, because if Allah wishes, if Allah wants, nothing is impossible. All the provisions, all arrangements can be done within no time, and person can go to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Nabi, even if right now he doesn't or she doesn't have any means, apparent means, right? کہاں کی دولت, کہاں کا منصب, قسم خدا کی یہ ہے حقیقت, جنہیں بلایا ہے مصطفیٰ نے وہی مدینے کو جا رہے ہیں. So there, the money does not have any importance. The منصب position doesn't have no importance. When the permission is granted from the court of رب تعالی عز و جل, person reaches to Makkah and Medina. When the permission is granted from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then person, he reaches further. It is mentioned, and then Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, he writes, جو مانگا وہ دے مجھ کو وہ بھی عطا کر. What a comprehensive dua this is. جو مانگا وہ دے مجھ کو وہ بھی عطا کر, نہ کر سکا جو طلب یا الہی. Whatever I have asked, Ya Allah, grant me. And whatever I have not been able to ask, that is better for me. Ya Allah, grant me that too. And then further, it is mentioned, کبھی تو مجھے خواب میں میرے مولا ہو دیدار ماہ عرب یا الہی. May I get that fortune that I also behold Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream, ever if it is there in my life, once even. کبھی تو, Allahu Akbar. خدایا برے خاتمے سے بچا لے, گناہگار ہے جان بلب یا الہی. Now at the time of Naza, it is a wish and desire. Amir of Ahlus Sunnah wants, when he departs from this mortal world, at that very moment he beholds Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. And then, gunahon se attar ko de muafi, karam kar na karna ghazab ya ilahi. Again at the end he seeks forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, that may I not have your wrath upon me, ya Allah. Do not do your ghazab upon me, ya Allah. Forgive me, forgive all my sins. This is the dua which I make, which you make, we all should make, because the one who repents is like he has not sinned. We should always make dua, we should always ask forgiveness from our sins. These are the great personalities, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much humble they are in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much concerned they remain about the matters of hereafter. Respect you, viewers, you're watching Nasheed Night, and inshallah, now we will include one Natiya Kalam Nasheed, praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our program. But let me remind you, we've got a segment, complete a couplet. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
So today the couplet we have chosen for you, it should be on the screen. Mustafa khairul waraho. Mustafa khairul waraho. Let's now include one kalam in our program from brother Amir. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Harjiyon ke ban rahe hain kafile hi ya nabi. Harjiyon ke ban rahe hain kafile ya nabi, phir nazar mein phir gaye haj ke manazir, ya nabi kar rahe hain jaane wale haj ki ab
تڑپاؤ گے تم مجھ
کو آخر یا نبی آپ ہی اسباب آقا پھر مہیا کیجئے آپ ہی اسباب تسکین دوں گا میں دل غمگین کو کس طرح تسکین دوں گا میں دل غمگین کو رہ گیا گر حاضری سے یا نبی رہ گیا گر حاضری سے میں جو قاسی یا نبی جو مدینے یا نبی وہ بھی ہو جائے تیرے روزے پہ حاضر یا نبی تم کو علم غیب مولا دیا ہر جا پہ حاضر اور نازی یا نبی آپ سب نبیوں میں افضل اور میں بدکار آپ سب نبیوں بال بی بی کا نا میرا تو کوئی کر پائے گا سر یا نبی
سائٹڈ حاجیوں کے بن رہے ہیں قافلے پھر یا نبی پھر نظر میں پھر گئے حج کے مناظر یا نبی امیر اہل سنہ is talking about the caravans going towards حج and now these caravans are starting their preparations and they are moving they are heading towards مکہ المکرمہ towards عرفات اللہ اکبر منا Muzdalifa and other manasik they will be performing. And Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is just remembering those scenes and he says that all those scenes are coming in front of me. When he performed Hajj, now he is remembering those precious moments of the life and he is writing, Kar rahe hain jaane wale Hajj ki ab tayyariyan, reh na jaun main kahin kar do karam phir ya Nabi, ya Rasulullah, those they are going to Hajj, they are getting ready. May it not happen that I do not come to perform Hajj and to visit Madinatul Nabi. Ya Rasulullah, please have mercy upon me. Call me. آہ پلے زر نہیں رختِ سفر سرور نہیں تم بلالو تم بلانے پر ہو قادر یا نبی Although I do not have means to come, I do not have means to go to Hajj, I don't have means to go to Makkah and Medina. But Ya Rasulullah, you are Qadir. Allah has given you this ability, this Qudrat. He has granted you this power. If you want, you can call me. Although I do not have means, but all means will be sorted. If you want, everything will be sorted. Huzoor, aap jo chahe to kuch nahi mushkil. Huzoor, aap jo keh de to kaam ho jaye. For Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, nothing is difficult. Why? Because he is Habib of our Lord Azza wa Jal. King of all the kings, Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. So he is beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him is nothing difficult and nothing hard.
Huzoor, aap jo sun le to baat ban jaye huzur aap jo sun le to baat ban jaye huzur aap jo keh de kaam ho jaye huzur aap jo keh de to kaam ho jaye
subhanallah amir ul sunnah damat barakatuh ul aliya he makes istighasha in different couplets and he keeps on writing. We don't have that much time to explain each and every couplet. But now, further he writes, Aap sab nabiyon se afzal aur main badkar ah. Aap sab nabiyon se afzal aur main badkar ah. Aasiyon mein hoon yagana aur nadir yaan. Okay. The comparison. At one place, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is talking about the naat of Rasulullah, that he is the best of all creation and the best amongst all Anbiya is Imamul Anbiya. afdal amongst all anbiya, no doubt. And then he talks about himself as a sinner. And which kind of sinner? A sinner who is unique sinner. Allahu Akbar. This is the level of humbleness Idz Amir of Ahlul Sunnah has. And then he pleads in the court of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. After making this plea, what he says? Aasiyo badkar ke apne khudaye paak se bakhshwa do sab sa'ail aur kabair, ya Rabbi. Ya Rasulullah, I plead in your court, please, may I be forgiven. Ask your Lord Azza wa Jal. Ask my Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. May He forgive me for your sake. All my major and minor sins are forgiven for your sake. No doubt, because of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sins of the previous and latter are forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgive our sins for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then further, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, he writes, Ah, mera kya banega, gar nahaj par ja saka ho karam attar par ho jaye hazir ya nabi. What will happen if I will not be able to make my way to Hajj? Ya Rasulullah, please, please, may I come and perform Hajj. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful kalam of Amir of Ahlul Sunnah Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah. Respect you viewers, you're watching Nasheed Night. And let me remind you, we've got a segment. It should be on the screen. Complete a couplet. Mustafa Khairul Waraho. Mustafa Khairul Waraho. You have to complete the second verse, the line of this couplet. Respect you viewers, now let's include one kalam in our program.
Ya Khuda Hajj pe bula ke main Kaaba dekhun. Ya Khuda Hajj pe bula ke main Kaaba dekhun. Jo kar جملوں کاش نگاہوں سے سنہری جالی
ڈاڈا غریبا کا
ਉੱਠ ਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਆਵਾਂ, ਨਾਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਨਾਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਰ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤੂੰ ਸਸੇ ਹੈ ਡੇਰਾ ਮਿੱਥੋਂ, ਬੜੀ ਦੂਰ ਲਾਲਿਆ ਸਦ ਲੋ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਆਕਾ, ਸਦ ਲੋ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਆਕਾ, ਕਰੋ ਮਿਹਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮਜਬੂਰੀਆਂ ਤੇ, ਕੌਣ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦੱਸੇ ਸੋਹਣੇ ਅੱਲਾ ਦੇ ਹਬੀਬ ਨੂੰ, ਸਦ ਲੋ ਗਰੀਬ ਨੂੰ, ਮੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਹੈ ਡੇਰਾ ਬਦ ਨਸੀਬੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਪਾਲਿਆ, ਸਦ ਲੋ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਆਕਾ, ਸਦ ਲੋ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਆਕਾ, ਕਰੋ ਆਪਣਾ ਤੇ ਰੋਣਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ੇਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁਣਾ ਲਿਆ, ਸਦ ਲੋ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਆਕਾ, ਸਦ ਲੋ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਆਕਾ, ਕਰੋ ਹਸ਼ਰ ਮੇ ਜਿਸ ਘੜੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਕੋ ਆਤਾ ਦੇਖੋ, ਹਸ਼ਰ ਮੇ ਜਿਸ ਘੜੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਕੋ
SubhanAllah. Beautiful kalam and beautifully recited. Respected views of Madani Chen again. Ya Khuda, Haj pe bula, aake main Kaaba dekhu. Kaash ek baar main phir meetha Madina dekhu. Ya Allah, may I come and I see Kaaba once again in my life. And I again see the sweet Madina with my tearful eyes. Again, Ya Allah. And then phir muyassar ho mujhe kaash wuqufe arafat jalwa main muzdalifa aur mina ka dekhu, may in my fortune that moment come that I also go and do wuqufe arafat, stay in the plains of arafat again and I see muzdalifa and mina again. And then subhanallah jhoom kar khoob karun khana e kaaba ka tawaf, may I do the tawaf of Khanae Kaaba again in my life, and I visit Medina and I see Gumbade Khazra again in my life. And then this beautiful couplet which says, Zairo kehna ye roro ke shaha ik miskeen. Now Amir of Ahl Sunnah is asking, making a plea to Zaire Medina, the one who is going to Medina, is asking that when you go there, so please pass my message in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zairo kehna ye roro ke, while crying, while shedding tears in the court of Rasulullah, please convey my message. Ya Rasulullah, there was one miskeen and he was saying, May I see Medina. So may he is also granted the permission to enter to Medina. Please call him to, give him ijazah to, give him permission to, Ya Rasulullah. Let's pass this message. And then, daur kar qadmo mein attar giru main us dam hashr mein jis ghadi sarkar ko aata dekhu. When I see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming in the plains of mahshar, and then that very moment when attar sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes and he falls in the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Look at the love and devotion Amir of Ahl Sunnah, he possesses. Ishq, he possesses for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is crystal clear, evident from the ash'ar and poetry written by Amir of Ahl Sunnah. These are ash'aq. These are the true devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how they express their love in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected viewers, you're watching Nasheed Night, and now the couplet will be on the screen, which you have to complete. Mustafa Khairul Baraho. Mustafa Khairul Baraho. You have to complete this couplet. Now we'll include another kalam, inshallah, from Brother Amir. Let's include that. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah tera daybar rasule arabi Allah tera daybar rasule darbar karam bar rasule arabi bekaso ke ho madadgar rasule arabi bekaso
نظر یا
رسول عربی تم مدینے کا وہ گلزار رسول عربی تم مدینے کا وہ اب تو سرکار ہو عطار پہ نظر رحمت اب تو سرکار ہو عطار پہ نظر رحمت کہہ دو اپنا سگے
praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the beautiful titles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rasul-e Arabi, right? And Allah, Allah, Tera Darbar Rasul-e Arabi, the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Arabic prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's court. This has been praised, Tera Darbar Karambar Rasul-e Arabi, the court from where the rahmah is distributed, subhanallah. The fadl and karam is distributed, subhanallah. Bekason ke hum madadgar rasool arabi. Those they are helpless, you are their helper, ya rasulullah, O messenger of Allah, O Arabic prophet. And then ghamzadon ke bhi ghamkhar rasool arabi. Those they are grieved, right? You comfort them, ya Rasulullah. Kul khudai ke ho mukhtar rasool arabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you authority over all his treasures. Subhanallah. Tum rasoolon ke bhi sardar rasool arabi. Whereas you are the leader of all the prophets. That is again another title of yours, ya Rasulullah. Phir dikha do mujhe ek baar Rasool-e-Arabi, tum Madine ka wo gulzar, Rasool-e-Arabi. Ya Rasulullah, please show me once again the gardens of Medina. May I come to Medina and I see the gulzar of Medina, the garden of Medina. Ameen. Bajahin Nabeel, I mean, you're watching Nasheed at night. We've got today complete a couplet, Mustafa Khairul Waraho. Respected viewers, now it's the time to include our segment Qasida Burda, verses of Qasida Burda. Let's include that. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Today, the couplet from Qasida Burda, we have selected, that is, Da'a ila Allahi falmustamsikuna bihi. مُسْتَمْسِكُونَ بِحَبْلٍ غَيْرِ مُنْفَاصِينِ Meaning, he called people to Allah, so those who hold fast to him are holding fast to a rope that never shall break.
دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَالْمُسْتَمْسِكُونَ بِهِ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَالْمُسْتَمْسِكُونَ بِهِ مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأرض
احوالِ مبتحیمی مولا یا صلی و سلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلهم
یا ربی بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا یا ربی بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
الله ما شاء الله. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Nasheed Night. You're listening the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now at the end, inshallah, we'll include one kalam.
Kaash tasavvur mein madine ki gali ho. Kaash tasavvur
چلی ہو
کی رین میری قبر میں آئے جس بار کی رین میری قبر میں آئے اس بار میرے سجینا تے نبی ہو اس وقت میرے لب پہ سجینا تے نبی ہو صدقہ میرے مرشد کا کرو دور بلا ارمان دلی ہو تیری اس میں جو بھی ارمان دلی ہو محفوظ سدا رکھنا شہاب ادب سرزد نہ کبھی بے ادبی ہو اور مجھ سے بھی سرزد نہ کبھی بے ادبی ہو
اور اللہ کی رحمت
تیری دھوم مچی
بچی ہو۔
کاش تصور میں مدینے کی گلی ہو اور یاد محمد کی میرے دل میں بسی ہو، صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ Respecting this, whenever you hear the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is wajib to send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. You should send salawat. But remember, when you are listening the khutbah and during the khutbah, if the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in Friday prayer, then you do not recite salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Other than this, you should recite salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam whenever you hear the blessed name of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam is being mentioned there. So here we listen this beautiful couplet, Akash tasavvur mein madine ki gali ho. Again, another wish which Amir of Ahl Sunnah is making, that may in my imaginations always are the streets of Medina, subhanallah, and the remembrance of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam remains in my heart. It's a very long naat, time doesn't permit, inshallah we'll discuss this very beautiful naat some other day in detail. But the last couplet, which talks about attar hamara hai sare hashr ise kaash daste shahe batha se yahi chitthi mili ho, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. It is being mentioned here that on the day of judgment, what is the desire of Amir of Ahl Sunnah? That from the blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam I get a letter, and on that letter it is written, attar is ours. And may I get that letter from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the plains of Mashar. What a beautiful wish this is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us this ability that we attain the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. And may also get a letter from the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dunya mein mujhe tune jo apna banaya hai, mahshar mein bhi keh dena, ye hai mera deewana.
دنیا میں مجھے تم نے جو اپنا بنایا ہے، دنیا میں مجھے تم نے جو اپنا بنایا ہے، محشر
ہو
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now let's find out what was the second verse of today's complete couplet segment. Mustafa Khairul Wara. Answer is Sarware Hardo Saraho, which means Mustafa means the one who is chosen one. Right. Subhanallah. Mustafa Khairul Waraho, the best of all. Mustafa Khairul Waraho, you are the chosen one, best of all. Sarware Hardo Saraho, and you are the leader of both worlds. And this is the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hope you enjoyed today's program. Keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode next week. Same time, same channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night, nasheeds fill the night.